coming to you from the beautiful studios in Dallas, Texas. It's Sunday Stripped for July 23rd, 2023. Speaking of Dallas, it has been so blazing ass, swamp ass hot this week. My God, it's been hot. I am way too fat for this kind of hotness. If you're new, this is a specialty weekend show broadcasted on rock stations all across America, featuring the biggest names in rock doing their biggest songs acoustically. On the show today, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, he opens up a little bit about how troubled Chester was from the beginning. And to me, it was a little shocking because he didn't hold back. It wasn't like this whole sentimental thing about Chester. It was basically he was a pain in the ass. I'm not going to spoil it, but the cover of the week is my favorite one we've done, and we have done 17 shows. It's awesome. James Hetfield from Metallica talks about the very, very, very beginning, which is really interesting to hear. And I finally get to interview Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless, one of my favorites. And she alludes to something really serious about a song she wrote, and we'll play that song for you. All right, let's do this damn thing.
Sunday Stripped.
Honey, why you calling me so late? It's kinda hard to talk right now. Honey, why you crying? Is everything okay? I gotta whisper cause I can't be too loud. Oh well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. It's really good to hear your voice saying my name. It sounds so sweet coming from the lips of an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak. Let's go. Never want to say goodbye, but girl, you make it hard to be faithful with the lips of an angel. It's funny that you're calling. Yes, I dreamt of you too. Does he know you're talking to me? Will it start a fight? No, I don't think she has a clue. Oh well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never. I'm an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak. Let go. Never want to say goodbye, but girl, you make it hard to be faithful with the lips of an angel. From the lips of an angel, hearing those words, it makes me weak. Let go. Never want to say goodbye, but girl, you make it hard to be faithful with the lips of an angel. Never want to say goodbye, but girl, you make it hard to
you calling me so late?
It's one of a kind. Pure, raw, Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
When we were young, the future was so bright.
Whoa.
The only neighborhood was so alive.
Whoa.
And every kid on the whole damn street.
Whoa.
Was gonna make it big and not be beat. And now the neighborhood's cracked and torn.
Whoa.
The kids are grown up, out the lies are worn. How can one little street swallow so many lives? Chances soon, nothing's free. Longing for used to be. Still it's hard, hard to see. Fragile lives, shattered dreams. Chance, what she really did.
Whoa.
Said she dropped out and had a couple of kids.
Whoa.
Marston isn't home cause he's got no job.
Whoa.
His bass guitar smokes a lot of pot. And he committed suicide.
Whoa.
The winding routine and died.
Whoa.
What the hell is going on? The cruelest dream reality.
Nothing's free.
The longing for used to be.
Still it's hard, hard to see. Fragile life, shattered dreams.
Chances soon, nothing's free. Longing for used to be. Still it's hard, hard to see. Fragile lives, shattered dreams.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks, sundaystripped.com, The Offspring. If you had to guess, if I ask you right now, hey, when was The Offspring formed? I would guarantee you 99.99999% of you would get it wrong. Because I would have, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I'm going to look them up. Without looking, I would have said 1992 or 93. Kind of like, right there is grunge was kind of taking on. 1983. I said 1983. They're old. I had no idea they were that old. Speaking of which, I think I'm more fascinated these days with the story of Metallica than I am the music of Metallica. They've been through so much and endured through about 1,000 changes. And if you think about it, cultural changes, musical styles, just about everything. And they've done their own thing since the beginning. They didn't give a damn about a record label. They didn't give a damn about critics. They did what they wanted to do. Here's James talking about the very, very beginning.
I was trying to find people that had the same drive to do this that I did. And a lot of my friends were, yeah, sure, I'll be in your band. And well, what songs do you know? And it was, you know, it was the path of finding all those people that didn't work, to find another person as driven as Lars, who had come over from Europe and had all of this knowledge of, you know, traveling with bands, the business side of things, a huge plethora of different kinds of music for me to just be a sponge, and just going over to his house after the ad and just soaking all that up, you know, just finding someone else that had the same drive.
Sunday Stripped.
Oh, hell yeah.
With Kramer.
So close, no matter how far,
Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
Heard on awesome rock stations like Rock 92.7 and Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Corpus, you rock.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this, see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived? And what do you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heavens above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Don't ask my opinion and ask me the lie, and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. 'Cause I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
It's Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. What up? My name is Kramer. You can find more shows at sundaystripped.com. You can also find the show on Amazon. About Rag and Bone Man there. That, you don't hear that song very often. Kind of a cool story. He blew up in like, and I don't mean that physically, but yeah, he did do that. I can say that because I'm fat. 2016, I think, is when he blew up. He's like a British guy, and he was up for just all of these worldwide awards. And what's weird is I don't think we've heard really anything from him since then. I think maybe he morphed into Jelly Roll. I'm so mean. Green Day has... they look exactly alike. I'm sorry. Green Day has been around since 1988, and I never once even thought about the name Green Day, really. I never thought about what it was about. So now we get to learn something. Here's Billy Joe on the Bill Maher Show about the name.
Let me ask you about the name of your group, because everybody in a band always changes the name. You were other names, and then you became Green Day, which I always thought, maybe it's an urban myth, that it was about pot.
It was absolutely about pot.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I think our first, we were trying to be like the Cheech and Chong of punk rock for a while, you know. I mean, it was like, and some of us still are the Cheech and Chong of punk rock in a lot of ways. So, yeah. Marijuana has ever been exclusively a hippie drug or anything like that, I think is...
Cops do it.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I mean, one of the hardest things about quitting marijuana at the time, you know, one, I had children and it was like, there's these little people that looked like me that were around, so being high was, it was like, ugh.
The only show of its kind anywhere. Sunday Strip.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? I watch a sub. I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control. The creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just shy? To die for.
Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. To hear past shows, hit up sundaystripped.com. We also have a Patreon now. I am, full disclosure, I'm trying to get another hour of the show on, but in order for me to justify the time to do it, I got to make some kind of coin. I'm just saying. I mean, these shows take a lot of time. I love doing them. And everybody keeps asking for another hour, and I would love to. So patreon.com/sundaystripped. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park did an interview recently, and he doesn't really paint Chester in a great light. But this is really interesting because it kind of shows what the band was like just before they broke out huge.
When I met Chester, I didn't know his stories. As I got to know him, I would find myself oftentimes saying, I've never heard such a crazy upbringing, like such a crazy childhood, like running wild, like in the streets and doing hard drugs on the roof of his high school, just like complete, like just barely staying out of jail. We didn't know how it was going to go. Like on early days, Hybrid Theory, we were still getting started and we'd get a win here. We'd get a loss there. We sent the song to the radio. They're playing it. Oh, the show is going to be a kind of a small show. It's going to be hard to get there. You're going to have to drive all night. It's going to be tough. You're going to be exhausted. Oh, by the way, we all just got sick. Like, it was hard. And so in the midst of all of that, having a guy who would sneak out, he'd just go missing and come back obliterated. Like, you couldn't even talk to him. He's just so wasted.
Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Something inside me that pulls beneath the surface, consuming, confusing. This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in. I felt this way before, so insecure. Crawling in my skin, these wounds they will not heal. Fear is how I fall, confusing what is real. Discomfort endlessly has pulled itself apart. Distracting, reacting against my will, I stand beside my own reflection. It's haunting how I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in. I've felt this way before, so insecure.
Something.
You're probably all sick of it by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm gonna do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Under.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Stripped.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping across my floor. She said, come on now, I got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. In the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. In the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. But when I'm tired and lonely, she sees me to the bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free?
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Stripped, Smith & Myers from Shinedown. That is my favorite cover of the week that we've done in 17 shows. And I don't know if it's because they did such a great job or if I'm just such a Billy Idol fan. I don't know. I love the Pretty Reckless, and I think Taylor Momsen is one of the most underrated vocalists and songwriters in the entire industry. So I got to catch up with her this week, and here she is on writing and making Only Love Can Save Me Now. Pretty cool story.
Album, and I had written the song Only Love Can Save Me Now. That was actually one of the first, I don't want to say first, but one of the earlier songs written for the album that I was kind of in a very, I don't know the right way to describe it, but I was in kind of a place of desperation, I guess is the right word at the time. And that song in particular just had this very, you know, dare I say it, Soundgarden-esque feel to it that I thought that they would contribute something that we couldn't, you know, bring to the table ourselves. And so I sent them a very, very rough demo of it and called them up and was like, hey guys, would you want to lend your voices to this? Cause I think we could really make something extraordinarily special together. And thankfully they said yes. And it actually became one of the last songs we recorded for the album because we did it in Seattle, which was just incredible. We recorded it London Bridge Studios, which is, you know, where Soundgarden recorded Louder Than Love and Pearl Jam made 10 and Alice in Chains made Dirt. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So to not only be in such an iconic space, which, you know, I'm kind of a firm believer that places are like people, like they hold memories inside the walls. And that's something that you can just feel. You can feel that energy as soon as you walk in that room. So to not only be there, but then to be there with Matt and Kim creating something new after all this pain and suffering that we'd all gone through separately and together and, you know, and everything. It was a very, again, I don't want to speak for them, but for me, it was this very beautiful, that it, you know, it's soul food. It does something that nothing else in the world can do. And I think that that's so incredibly powerful.
Sunday Strip.
Falling out of the sky sends a message to you and I. See people crawling out of their trees, chained to sickness, the dogs are free. I wanna be saved. I wanna be from the sound, the world is spitting out. Only love can save me now. Gone, so down, lost is all I found. Only love, love, love can save me now. Drowning madly in deep blue seas, waves of sadness swallowing me. No soul can hear me beneath the weight. No gods or saviors, no hands of fate. I wanna be saved. I wanna be. From the sound, the world is spitting out. Only love can save me now. Gone, so down, lost is all I found. Only love, love, love can save me now. I wanna be saved.
From the sound, the world is spitting out. Only love can save me now. Gone, so down, lost is all I found. Only love, love, love can save me now.
It's Sunday Stripped. Kramer here. I know I've already done a cover, but I really can't help to do another. I love this, man. This is so good. Santa Sonia, Stained, and Seether all doing I Don't Care Anymore from Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. To hear past shows, sundaystripped.com. I have so many friends in big rock bands, and I don't think I've ever heard, ever, not one time, any of them say anything positive about being involved with a record label. Here's Rick Anthony from Adelita's Way talking about dealing with a record label, and he does not pull punches.
What you're getting into when you sign any deal, you know what I mean? Like, you've heard the stories, they're all true. You kind of know what you're getting into. You're looking for the opportunity, but, you know, I think for us, it's not about, you know, bitterness. It's about what we've learned over our 8 years, 7 years there, what we learned and what we didn't like. Obviously, we didn't like that we weren't getting the money, but that's not what it's all about. My main thing is putting music out. Like, there would be times where I'd be like, I'm ready to put this record out. I made it. We worked hard on it. And they'd be like, no, let's wait. I'd be like, well, why? What is that for? What is that wait? That's the problem that I have is, oh, no, we need to wait 3 years before we put another album out. Oh, no, we need to wait at least 2.5. There's, like, timelines for, like, your creativity to be released. And you know, in all the years of us doing it, the number one thing that I regret is, you know, we could have put more music out. You know what I mean? We're making music. We make it. We play it. It's our lives.
Unplugged and Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
Kind of misery. I help you, you help me. Become the one I swore would never be. The one that I don't ever wanna be. Not like the way you won't apologize. Not like the way you just immobilize. Not like the way you always roll your eyes. Someone as perfect as you, hard to criticize. Suppress this hatred. Lost in beside you, why you soaking in? Spit on me, I'll taste it. I love you more and you just fake it. I want you more and you just fake it. Not like the way you won't apologize. Not like the way you just immobilize. Not like the way you always roll your eyes. Someone as perfect as you, hard to criticize. There's always something wrong, something I didn't do. Always something I'm afraid I'm gonna lose. Nothing I can say, nothing I can do. Matter how hard I try, I'll wake up next to you. Hard to criticize. Not like the way you won't apologize. Not like the way you just immobilize. Not like the way you always roll your eyes. Someone as perfect as you, hard to criticize.
It is Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. The show for July 23rd coming to a close. I know it goes by so damn quick. It's only an hour. I do talk a lot. The reason for that is this show is about the music. It's about finding out behind the music, about the songs, how they were written, who wrote them, why you wrote them. I mean, nowadays you hear radio DJs basically say that was, this is, it's 85 degrees outside, that was, this is. I think that's horse crap. I think in order for this format to grow, we need to know about the artists. We need to hear about them from them. Two things really quick to hear past shows. There's a bunch of them. You can listen to them at sundaystripped.com, or you can find us on Amazon. And I have a Patreon up now. Check that. Patreon.com/sundaystripped. This is a grassroots show. You know what? We're a family. We all share a commonality. We love this music. We love its purity. And most of all, we love its power. I wish you the best week ever. I love you. And I'll see you next weekend, dudes.
It's Sunday. Even Jesus loves this music.
You're tying Jesus in your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band.
Sunday Stripped with Kramer. Tired.